It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, welcome back. You've got the No Name podcast here with Stiff and Barney. Welcome back, Barney.
G'day, Stiffy. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. So we are not settled on a name yet for this podcast. We've got a few running around in the bank, don't we, mate?
We do, mate. Maybe you guys can actually help us a little bit too.
Yeah, well, I hope we've got one sorted soon.
Mate, the No Name is actually sort of starting to ring out a little bit. But
yeah. Yeah, we like the word lads, don't we? Like, we've got lads. The word lads coming through a lot in our lingo over the last two potties. This is our third, so welcome to the third podcast with the lads, with the No Name.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. How are you? How's your week? So last episode, of course, we learnt the tragic news about Phil. So how's your week been, mate?
Mate, it's numb. Yeah, been numb. It's don't know how to feel, don't know how to react. There's been tears, there's been less tears, more happy memories, still no funeral date yet too, so... Yeah, so I think once that sort of rolls over, it'll be, who knows from there. Yep. Yeah, just one day at a time, talking to a lot of mates, a lot of blokes. Got goosebumps now. Like, the support that I've got is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, so obviously the five other lads that you were with brought you very close to a brotherhoodship with this tragedy.
Yep.
And obviously helping each other out through it.
And workmates too, like workmates that sort of, because everyone knew that I love riding bikes and everyone said, oh, how's your weekend? And you're just going, you don't want to fuck their day.
So Monday, this was Monday you're talking about.
Mate, even right up to Friday, you still got bikes, because the site's 900 people deep, so there's a lot of people there and I'm pretty sociable, sort of little butterfly.
Yeah.
And speaking to everyone, and so you're still just getting people come up and going, yeah, how was your ride? And you just have to
got to front up and
say it. And I think talking about it is actually better than bottling it up and walking away from it.
Like we said last body. Yep. Yeah, definitely. So and that's going to continue as well. And I mean, you were ramped up for this, right? Because you know you just got your license back.
Yep.
You've been a little bit lost without the license, so you were tonguing at the bit.
I don't know about lost without the license. The sort of the license loss was good because anywhere I needed to go, people would pick me up.
Yeah,
I'd grab a six pack and fucking drive around.
How fucking good is that? Now I've never lost my license. I've been very close, and, you know, there's been a couple of situations where you're like, fuck, that was close. But points-wise, I guess, and you lost yours from accumulation of points over the years of ones and twos here and there and just adds up. But I've never fucking lost my license. I've never had that opportunity to, you know what, touch wood, I actually don't want to lose my license.
No, it's not a good thing.
It does give you some grief. You just can't duck out and go get a six-pack when you want to, or you just don't want to duck around and see your mate, or go down to shops and get a spark plug or something, you know, just the normal little, oh, fuck, I'll just duck out and get that.
Yeah. You can't do it, yeah.
You just can't do it.
No.
Legally, anyway.
Yeah, don't lose your license.
And don't legally drive, Luke.
No, we don't condone that.
Correct.
Yeah, and how was your week, Stiffy?
Mate, my week, I've had a roller coaster. Let's call this week Roller Coaster Stiffy. Fucking up and down like a fucking yo-yo.
Wow, like a fat kid on a cupcake.
Fucking bit going on. So, mate, last time I saw you was Sunday night.
Yep.
And then, well, fuck, only 24 hours later, little shitbags in the area, little fucktards, broke in and stole some stuff off me. So I wasn't very happy.
Fucking balls are pissed, doesn't it? Like, that's just fucking people that fucking steal shit. It just... Fucking, fuck off.
I mean, exactly. Like, you feel like it's an invasion of privacy, of course. Like, this was from a business, like my premises, my business. It wasn't actually from my house or home, but my business I treat like my house or my home. Like, I invite everyone into my business because I welcome them and, you know, I offer a service to to help them out. And when you get something like that, it's like, oh, fuck you little cunts.
Yep, it's an invasion of privacy, isn't it?
100%.
Like someone's coming to your place and fucking taking shit.
Absolutely fucking annoys me.
Yep.
You know, so touch wood, like I've never had it before in this business, and it's been 3 years. So, you know, it was going to happen one day, and I knew that.
Yeah.
So a couple of scenarios around that. The early prevention of my security system did work, but dickhead me didn't. Just slept through a couple of little early preventions that, anyway, we won't go into that. So I was disappointed in myself because there was 10 minutes there of prior of them getting in that I should have woken up and I didn't. And you know what? I wake up to fucking cats and other things going around those, you know, fucking, I've got the fucking gingers. They're out there. Those fucking cats, I've got this ginger cat that fucking wakes me up. I'm sure it's nearly to the fucking T, 11:30. Like, it sounds early, right? But you just get to sleep around, you know, I get up around 4:30, quarter to 5 to head off to the gym, right? So 10 o'clock at night is sort of my, all right, let's get ready for a bit of shut-eye. So, you know, you're up at 4:30, quarter to 5. And you say you've just gotten to sleep and it's 11 fucking 30 and a ginger, old fucking nutmeg ginger comes along and fucking trips me little arm off and, you know, he's just out having a fat time fucking chasing cockroaches and mice and whatever.
Oh, he's out probably trying to get a little root.
Well, that too. Yeah. Like, he's probably on the prowl.
Yeah, he's on the prowl, mate. He's a bit fucking, of puss he getting didn't around. Know fucking Steve's watching him on the camera.
Well, the little fucker wakes me up every night, you know, a couple of times a night. Sometimes it's 3:30 in the morning. He's on the prowl still, like.
Yeah, so he come complacent to the little notifications.
So, well, I don't try to, but, yeah, there was a bit going on with other things in life, busy, and I just bloody tired and whatever, so it's no excuse. I shouldn't have slept through the early prevention, but
you got everything back,
mate. That's the roller coaster ride. So on the Tuesday, fuck, the little bastards got in. We used a bit of social media, I guess, to help us out with you know, putting it out there that this is what happened, and we got some clear photos of the cars that were involved. And yeah, the public did certainly step it up and ramped up with some names and addresses and whatnot. And mate, I won't go too much into the nitty gritty, but by 5:30 that afternoon, we had the bikes delivered back.
And that wasn't with any help with the police?
Nothing, none at all.
That's fucking shit you done that.
Oh, listen, I understand it with the police. They can only do certain much, right? And I 100%, like, we were just having a chat about this off air. Like, 30 years ago, the police had more involvement with, I guess, before some legislations and laws come into place with things that they can and can't do, and they just had more power with the public. I'm going to call it power with the public. The police had much more fucking power with the public. These days, they don't.
Yep.
So it's just the way the world has gotten to. It's fucked. And we all hate the way that the world has gotten to with crime and violence and drugs and whatever. You know, it is what it is. So it was no help with the police. Simply because we took it upon ourselves for the first couple of hours after it happened to keep the pressure on. As in, get it out there on social media, get the awareness happening, get it circulating, and fuck, man, it went viral.
Yeah.
So, when I say viral, not fucking viral as in wide world, but just in our little community,
yep,
it went fucking ape shit, and which was good, is what we wanted, right? So, you know, that really helped out with getting that early fucking first couple of hours pumping, and we just kept that pressure on all day. Like I said, I don't want to go into the nitty gritty of it, but just by doing that, by getting that out there and getting involved with it, we had a good outcome. There were some times through the day that I was a little bit, actually not during the day, but that night after everything came back and everything was done, I thought about my actions through the day and I was like, yeah, I probably pushed that a bit far with some things.
Yep.
And it could have gone all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what?
But you're emotional and you're attached to what,
correct.
Like you said, mate, it's you provide a service, someone breaks into your space.
Mm-hmm.
Take something that doesn't belong to them, you're going to get emotional.
So what do you think about the police? As in, like, shouldn't they have some more power? As in, hear me out here. So police know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Let's just keep it simple as that. There's good guys, there's bad guys. There's good cunts, there's bad cunts, you know? And, of course, they're going to know who the bad guys are simply because they've already been doing stuff in the past. Or they've, you know, they've been doing crime before. They were in the drugs or whatever. But shouldn't the police be able to have, instead of fucking going through the loopholes of lining up evidence to get a search warrant, shouldn't the police be able to just go, all right, this is what's happened, names have been thrown around. Shouldn't the police be able to go ask questions pretty quickly and have a little look-see? Like if there's an address of a person of interest to them and there is evidence supporting from our behalf that, you know, we've got this car, we've got a picture of a car, and that car lives at that address.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the police be able to go, fuck, that's enough for me to go, I've got a gut feeling that car, because it's on fucking video, and I know where that car lives. Shouldn't I be able to, as a cop or as a policeman, have a little bit of authority or power to just go, knock, knock, hey, I'm here, I need to have a look around. I'm looking for two bikes. I'm only looking for two. Oh, fuck, I just said it. I'm only looking for two things. I'm not interested in anything else because this is what's happened. And just to walk through and walk out and just look for those things. It's probably, you know, I'm fucking way out of the ballpark because then it's open slather. But I wish the
coppers. If they're known to police, 100% they should be able to walk in there and just search anytime. But then you've got the other side of, then you get a Karen that goes, oh, this is going on over here. And I can understand the sort of the way society's gone. Like if you've got a next door neighbour that's a Karen, goes, oh, bloody Stiffy's got something illegal in his backyard.
Mm.
And you don't.
Yeah.
So then you got the police knocking on your door and then walking through there, but obviously you don't have anything illegal going in your backyard or
But wouldn't that be, like, wouldn't that be like, fuck yeah, the cops are doing their job.
Yep. Yeah.
What, so, what do you mean? I'd be like,
mate, hey, if the cops turn up at my place, I've got no dramas.
Correct. And, you know,
but you also don't want them there.
I get that.
So there's that little bit of.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it ain't getting better.
No. Mate, the society's fucked. And I'd hate to be a copper now. So shout out to all the coppers out there, mate.
They do a fantastic a very job. This is not a knock on the coppers. This is just a knock on the fucking.
No.
The way the world is and the way the system is.
Yep.
The system's fucked.
Yep.
The system back in the day, it was a bit corrupt at the same time. But
they got shit done, right?
Yeah. But anyway, that was my rant, and I'm having a rant because I've got a fucking microphone. Mate,
You've got to get it out, mate.
That's
you've
got to
get it out.
So. Exactly. No, and I feel good that I've got it out.
Yeah, mate, you have yourself a drink then. So.
So that was my week. It's a bit of a roller coaster ride, up and down. But we got things sorted, and it just caused a bit of grief there. But anyway.
Yeah, mate, it sucks when you lose shit, mate. I've lost a few things in my time. So one thing that comes to my memory was I'd done a day shift and a night shift together. I was working on the roadworks and had an 8x5 trailer on behind me. And we got home. We were pretty fucking tired. Like, we was fucking tired. I said to my mate beside me, I said, fuck, mate, this trailer tows like it's not even here. And I turned into the corner of my place after driving an hour, and there was no trailer.
You're fucking joking.
She's fucking gone.
So like, you left an hour ago with it on the back of the ute?
I left from Springwood, so 45 minutes. Yeah, say 45 minutes. It was there, and like tied, like buggered, and just going. Just as before I turned into my driveway, and going, fuck, this trailer tow's real good, eh?
Yep.
Like, you wouldn't even know the cunt's there. Yeah, no. And fucking come around the corner, there's no fucking lights. And
it's gone.
It's gone.
So there's those things called safety chains. They obviously weren't on, eh?
Yeah, well, long story short.
They weren't on.
They definitely weren't on because, long story for that, but it fucking wasn't there. So I had to backtrack, and my worst things were going, it's in a car, it's in a house.
Yeah.
Because it was a tandem trailer.
Oh.
So it wouldn't have just dug in and fucking stayed where it was. Oh, so I drove all the way back to Springwood, tired as fuck. And going, fuck, what am I going to see? What carnage am I going to see? Where the fuck is this thing?
Yeah.
No sign.
Oh.
Could not find it. So someone's obviously fucking picked it up.
It was it a dual axle?
A dual axle, mate. So
it could have just popped off and come to a rolling stop.
Come for a rolling stop.
It could have.
Yep.
And someone's come along a fucking tandem car trailer.
Yep.
Or whatever it is. Tandem trailer.
A tandem trailer, 8x5 box trailer.
Box trailer.
Had me good esky in it too. A brand new good esky.
Fucking what a score. What
the fuck. And the funny thing is, two nights later, I pull up to the yard at Springwood and here's another trailer there. It's a little fucking tiny little box trailer and it's got free. And like this street's...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Not used for it. So I reckon old mate's found my trailer.
Oh.
I reckon it's come off right at the fucking yard.
Like, oh, when you drove out.
Yeah, drove out. It's I reckon it's come off there. Someone's found it and he's feeling a bit bad about this and fucking... Mate, when he dropped it off, or when whoever dropped it off, the new one, I'm just sitting there going, oh, there's probably a dead body in the fucking box of this or something, but it's got free.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the most strangest fucking spot. So I reckon he's got my good trailer and he's went, fuck, I don't need this anymore. Old mate's going to need one. So he's dropped it off at the front of my yard. So
I reckon there's been a fucking shit tons of those. I'll tell you what, when I said, how's your safety chains, I'll give you an example. I lost a horse float.
Now, no horses on board.
Were harmed to this, but I lost it, but I found it because it was in my front yard. So I had to move the horse float, right? So I just fucking, backed her up, put her on the ball, thought I put the fucking ball down, but obviously I didn't. And I just drove it around and to put it to where it needed to go. And as I turned, it was a little bit of a slope. Anyway, wheels fell in a hole. The dunk off it popped, and I could see in the revision mirror it running backwards down a hill. And I'm in the car, so I didn't freeze. I'm like, well, what am I going to do about it? It's already got speed.
Yeah,
it's going downhill. It's a horse float. I ain't catching it. So the fucking thing went rolling back down. It couldn't fucking pick the better spot. It went in between two split posts, broke the barbed wire, and ended up in 3 foot of dam water. Let's just say there was some people that weren't too happy about that.
Yeah, I can imagine that. But if it's running away, you're not. What do? You can only sit there and go, oh, fucking here, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, oh, 100%. It was a good outcome, but holy fuck, I was just like, well, what do I do? Yeah, it's gone.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Fucking lost the horse float. It was gold.
Fucking unreal.
You know, anything else you've lost there, Barney? What about on your rides? When you're out on the bike, on the Beamer, or has someone else lost anything in front of you?
So we brought one of those collapsible Eskies from Musgrave Station when we were, one of the one nights I did camp, we were going up to the Cape.
Oh, I got one. Yep, keep going.
And so I had the beer and everything and the ice in it on my bike and fucking riding down the road and the little carry strap come down. Fucking it married up with the chain and took the esky, the beers, and fucking just fucking spat them everywhere. So all their beers, gone. Esky, fucked.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
So beers were gone.
Beer's gone. Esky's gone. I think I might have paid $50 9 years ago for that fucking Esky too.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It wasn't cheap.
Talking about the Cape, I went to the Cape one year and had a bit of mischief with one of the creek crossings up there and busted a water pipe in the back. So I had to get out and fix it. And I threw a clothes bag up on top of the roof. And I actually thought I didn't know I did it. I actually thought I put it all on the ground. And when we fixed it and packed up, I put everything back in the ute. But I forgot the clothes bag that was on the roof. And then we drove the rest of the day and got to the destination. Where's the clothes? Oh, fuck, it's gone. No more clothes. Oh, anyway, that's losing shit, eh? Losing shit's so much fun. If you guys have lost some fucking funny shit, send us an email.
Yeah.
Do a voice recording. Shoot us an email.
Yeah.
You'll find our email address in the bio.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Thanks, guys. That's a good one. What have you lost?
What have you fucking lost?
What have you fucking lost?
Mate, my...
You know what? And you could also go, what have you fucking found?
Oh, because so you know, the same trip.
If I've lost it, someone's fucking found it, like your trailer.
Yep. On the same trip, I found the top of a caravan. You know, the pop-top caravans? So, on the side of the road, and old mate, so it was actually coming into Musgrave Station and pulled in there, and old mate's fucking fueling his fucking... his caravan up, and he said, oh, mate, you haven't found any fucking tent pegs. I said, mate, I think he got more drama than that. The top of his caravan was gone. He didn't even fucking know.
Oh,
no. Because he lost the fucking... Because we've seen tent pegs come along, tent poles, as we're riding along. You know, fuck. And then you see the poly pipe that they're in, and then on the side of the road's a fucking whole pop-top fucking thing. And he's fucking just driving. He's filling his car up. He said, oh, you didn't find a fucking a poly pipe with some fucking tent poles in it, did you? I said, mate, I think you fucking lost a little bit more
than
that.
He's got a bit going on there.
He had a bit going on, eh?
Fuck me. He didn't even know he lost the
hut. He didn't even know, mate. He was more worried about his fucking... I said, mate, that's, yeah, look up.
You got some dramas here, copper.
Fucking, yeah. You got a fucking sunroof. A big cunt.
You're sleeping under the stars tonight, bruds.
Yeah, what have you lost? What have you found? Tell us.
Fucking oath, bring it in, boys. I'm sure there's a lot of truckie drivers out there listening to this. I'm sure they're on the, you know, they're on the road a lot, so why not, you know, give us a buzz. What have you lost? What have you found?
Yeah.
And you can be crude too, throw in some good ones.
100%.
I tell you what, I was in the shops there the other night, getting a bit of grub, and I walked over to get a hot chook. And, you know, we're talking about this the other day, about the hot chook, how it gets stuck in my throat, right? I went in to get another hot chook. I don't mind the old dirty bird. It looks good, you know.
The old bachelor's handbag.
Yeah. And when you look over, when you walk into the Woolies, I have the habit of just looking over, glancing at where the hot chooks normally are. And if the light's on, you see the plastic bags. And those plastic bags, they stand out like fuck.
Like a beacon.
We got some bachelor's handbags over here. Come on. Come on and get them. Come and get them. Yeah. Come and get them, you know. Come and get them. So I walk over. I looked over, and it looked different for some reason. I'm like, what the fuck's going on with the hot chooks? Looks fucking different. So anyway, went out and checked it out. They weren't plastic bags anymore. They were half fucking paper and half plastic.
Fuck off.
And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Is this, we've lost plastic fucking straws.
Yep.
We're going to paper fucking straws. Are we losing hot fucking chook plastic bags now and going to paper?
I've not seen this, so no, I'm going to have to go and have a fucking look for myself, but that's fucking rude.
Exactly right. It blew my mind. And I was like, that's fucking messed up. Now, I only went back to the shops today, not to get a hot chook, but I looked over and the bags are back. So they must have a little emergency stash when they run out of bags.
Right.
They've got these fucking backup bags.
Yeah, it's just like when they fucking lost all the bloody plastic bags from the shopping centres and brought out the paper ones. So they took a long time to fucking siphon through.
So I was a little bit pleased when I went back in there today to see the old bags are back. So, you know, maybe that was just me. I didn't see them before, these paper plastic ones that were coming in.
It's not good.
But I'm like, is the world fucking changing that much that now the dirty old hot chalk can't live in a plastic bag?
And paper straws. Fucking they can Jesus. Fuck right off.
Fucking. So that was another drama.
But they got rid of plastic, but the fucking cup lid is plastic.
Oh, yeah. We could go around town about this.
Yeah.
Fucking. Nah,
fucking
seriously.
Off them. Bring back plastic.
Bring it back.
Yeah, there's no turtles in boat, is it?
Oh, fuck, I've been getting some phone calls this week. The last 3 weeks, the amount of phone calls I've been getting with telemarketers. Fuck me, they used to just ring up, and when you got a phone call and you knew it was a telemarketer straight away, there'd be, you answer the phone, and there'd be a bit of a pause, and then a beep, and then a, hello, 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 sir, hello. And you're like, fuck off, and just hang up, right? Yeah. I just don't give them the time of the day. I don't know. Do you?
As soon as you tell them to fuck off, I reckon they told 10 friends.
Yeah.
They go tell 10 telemarketers and go, right, ring this number because we'll just spam the cunt.
They are fuckwits.
So I try to be nice. It doesn't always work.
Well, they've got a different approach these days. So instead of the long beep and the fucking hello, you get a name. And it's the last 3 weeks, it's Wayne White.
I've not had this.
Fucking, mate, and it's not just one, there's a chick, there's a bloke, and they're all different accents, and it's, hello, Mr. Wayne, wait. Hello, Mr. Wayne White. Fucking Wayne White. Like, there's got to be a Wayne White out there, right? It's like fucking John Smith. There's fucking 10,000 of the bastards. And shout out to John Smith and to Wayne White. And you know what? There's probably a Wayne White. But I ain't Wayne fucking White.
No. So where'd they come up with that?
Ah, fuck, don't know.
Mr. Wang Wang. Like, yeah, energy bills. I just go, yeah, look, mate, I'm off grid. I'm fucking, I don't have a power bill. Or I live in a box. They said, how do you afford a phone? I said, fuck off. Fucking like.
You're not on the phone, mate. We've got a fucking can of Coke joined to a fucking piece of string and you're talking through the fucking string.
Yeah, I fucking found it now. Fuck off.
fucking
telemarketers.
Oh, I tell you what, they can.
So I used to be able to, I watched this documentary, it was fucking years ago, and one of their mottos was never give up. Like, that was their thing. Like, they had to fucking just keep on pressuring. So I would see how long I can keep these cunts on the line for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you fucking, right out. So we're in for a yarn here. So I've actually passed them on to my young fella, and they said, oh, we got some exciting news for you. I said, no, fuck off. I got some exciting news from you. And they said, well, what is it? And I said, my young fella did a poo on the toilet today. And just like shit like that. Or just go, I like ice cream. You like ice cream. And yeah, just see how long you can keep them on the line.
Fuck,
and
can't you have some fun
of them would give up.
Yep.
Yep.
They have some fucking serious fun with them. How long was the longest yarn that you had?
I think it was 13 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, 13 minutes. But a lot of that time he was sitting there talking to the young fella on the phone. So he was just walking around with the phone to his ear.
Yeah, right.
Babbling on shit, so.
Just having a good old yarn.
Just having a good old yarn to him, so.
Oh, fuck it. Good on him. Hey, I've got a really good song.
Go for
Can
it.
Can I play
what
it?
What is it?
Listen, it's the first time I ever heard it, but it's a little bit of a ripper. Might have to just pull it up on me phone here and see if I can get it to play.
Give me a reader. I'ma open my legs. Give me some of that tequila. I'ma give you some heads. About to get freaky. I'ma put it in my purse. Give me one margarita, I'ma open my legs. Give me two margaritas, I'ma give you some heads. Give me three margaritas, I'ma put it in my puss. Give me four margaritas, I'ma put it in my tush. Give me five margaritas, I'ma get some fun. Give me five margaritas, I'ma put it in your bum. Give me one margarita, I'ma open my legs. Give me two margaritas, I'ma give you some heads. Give me three margaritas,
How's that?
Fuck, that's good. Fucking, I like it.
How good is that beat?
Yeah, it's good beat.
Like, the beat is what got me going.
Yeah, that's your type of song.
It's fucking...
That gets stiffy going.
Tell you what, that gets me going. Like, the lyrics is fucking awesome as well. Like, get it in there.
Yeah.
But the beat, that fucking energy... Yeah. Love it.
Nah, it's yeah.
Like
it
that should be,
good.
That should be the 6:30 a.m. wake up. Well, not even wake up. I'm already awake by then.
Make it your alarm.
I can get some margarita into me. Fucking imagine waking up to that.
Yeah.
Get some margarita
in me. How many times do you press snooze?
Oh.
You're a snoozer, aren't you?
Fuck, you should see. Oi, I'm going to show you my alarm clock list. Now, I know the lads and the lasses can't see this. But I'm going to show you my alarm clock list because it's pretty fucking epic. Now, I'll start at the top. Actually, I'll let you scroll through how many alarms I have. From 12 a.m., you just scroll. And it'll probably take you a few fucking minutes to get to even 6 a.m.
Fucking a lot of alarms here, Stiffy. I'm at a.m., 6:45, and I've done 3 full finger scrolls.
Like, and they are not just pages. You're flicking hard. So, like, I've probably got...
There's a lot.
What, 100?
Why? Actually, I've probably got the same, but...
So...
Mine,
I've got a bit going on there, eh?
But snoozing, so...
I know.
Do you press snooze or not?
Well, that's why I've got a fucking 1,000 alarms, because I've got... If you look at it, when you go
so you press them all together.
Oh, dude,
so
it's
so you do this
tap.
One, that one? Nah, I'm not
like
that.
Like, if I've got to get up at 4:45, and, like, I've got to be out of bed at 4:45, right? I set my alarm for fucking 4:28, 4:29, 4:30, 4:32, 4:35, 4:38. And I'm fucking snoozing every fucking one of them.
No.
I got fucking shit going on everywhere.
No.
It's a fucking bad habit to get...
One alarm.
You're a freak.
I listened to a book. I didn't read a book, I should say. It is. You can read it or listen to it. It was, I think it was failure to launch. I'll do some research on that, but it was about your sleep cycles, and my sleep cycle is about 45 minutes. And your average snooze is 15 minutes. So you're waking up halfway through. You're just about to get back to sleep again. It makes me tired. And that's what this Sheila was saying. She said, if you press snooze, that's halfway through your sleep cycle, and now you are tired for the rest of the day. Try it.
Yeah.
This week, I'm going to give you a fucking project.
So to get up on that first alarm.
On the first one, mate. You fucking, mate.
Get the fuck out of bed.
That alarm, put it in the bloody bathroom. Stick it in there so you can't press fucking snooze. Get up. Put your feet on the ground and get out of bed. Do it.
All right.
Do it and see how you go this week.
I got 5 mornings ahead of me, Monday to Friday. Yep. I'm getting up at 4:30.
No snoozes. No 2 alarms, one alarm.
Next week, because it's Saturday. So next week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Monday to Friday, I've got to go to bed with one alarm set.
What? Only one.
Only one. And no fucking snoozes.
Mm-mm. You can't get that, mate. Mm-mm. Put it next to the toilet.
No.
Not going to happen.
You know that's going to be very fucking hard. You know what?
Mate, it does.
The first morning, I might go, you know, because you go to bed thinking, like, I've got to do this. So it might happen. But I don't know about the fucking next 4 mornings.
Yeah, do it. It will fucking change your life.
It probably will. All right, so I'll chalk that on the to-do list.
Yep.
And that'll happen. I'll tell you what, though. We're going to have to go for a piss, and we went down the road there a second ago. To the big red fucking liquor barn, didn't we? We fucking rolled into that liquor barn. We got some fucking liquor.
Yep.
And we got some nice stuff that we got to try. We threw it in the... That's why we got to go for a piss. It's because we've got to actually get it out of the freezer. It's chilling because it's... I do like it a bit chilled.
Yep.
So we'll just go for a piss. We'll be back in a sec there, guys and lads and ladettes. Far out. I needed that piss, mate.
Absolutely. And it's fucking... logging down here.
Yeah, just started to piss down, didn't it? We probably, half hour into this potty, and we kind of haven't, mentioned our what this show's brought to you today about. We've got a bit of a mixed grill going on down here. We've got a bit of Brookvale ale. Brookvale, I got vodka, red pub soda. Also got a bit of Malibu and passion fruit going on. But what have you got going on cracking over there, buddy?
Mate, I've had a bit of beer. I've got some CC soda and lime, and I've got some Espolon tequila.
Then.
So we're going to have a little shot of that.
So we're cracking some shots.
Yeah, we've got some shots. I've got a bit lined up in front of me.
We've got a bit going on. Right. But before we have this shot, I just want you to know that I've had some big sessions on tequila.
I think everyone's had some big sessions on tequila.
And even just when you say the word tequila. My throat closes up. Like it automatically fucking goes, no, you're not fucking drinking tequila.
We're going to have to post up that video of you and me on New Year's Eve, singing the tequila song.
Yeah, and so what did you...
Donked you on the head. So we had one fucking job.
One job. If any of you don't know the tequila song, just Google the tequila song.
It's literally...
one word.
Tequila.
And what did you do to me?
I went to give you the mic and say, here you go, tequila. Yeah. And just hit you on the head with it. Just...
And it did make that sound, didn't it? You can hear it in the video.
We'll post her up. It was a fucking big night. But this is where this fucking started. This is where this started. Night that we actually...
2.5 years ago.
It was more about the vlogging sort of thing, not the podcast. But here we are. We're fucking moving forward, taking a step.
Episode 3, you've already got the fucking...
Tequila.
I don't even want to say it. I reckon this is going to get fucking stuck in my throat and it's going to come up.
Give us your funniest fucking tequila fucking stories.
That's the go. Yeah. Have you woken up naked after a big session of tequila? Fucking what happened that night? Jeez. Cheers, buddy. All right, here we go. Fucking this is going to hurt.
Oh, that's smooth.
Fucking smooth as a plane crash.
Plane holy fuck. Not smooth. That's actually pretty good. Let's fuck. Have another one.
Hey?
Well, you've got like four of yours lined up. So yeah. What are you going to have?
So
what's yours?
Yeah, when we went down. Oh, Jesus. Where's the fucking lemon and salt when you need it?
We can always go get some.
All right. No, that went down.
Mate.
It's warm. No, it's good. I'm loving
that
it.
That burns all the way down.
It does. I'm feeling it. Now that it's past my throat and actually my tummy, I'm happy about that.
And I'm going to draw a line on it because I know you'll need it to wipe the whiteboard clean.
Oh, after this session?
Yeah.
So, mate, when we went down that liquor barn store, the big red shed that we love going into, saw the sourpuss up on the wall, didn't I?
The old sourpuss. Where'd you go? Meow. What is it?
So, it's actually... it's actually the sour cola liqueur. And when I cracked the top off and had a good sniff, it just smells like those the fuzzy Coke bottles that you buy in the packet.
The lollies.
The lollies.
Yeah.
So I've got this in shots and we're all going to have one.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, the word was out just there before that imagine doing a shot of this but dropping in one of those fizzy Coke bottle lollies. So it's kind of like the tequila with the fucking worm at the bottle. When you finish it, you got to eat the worm. Well, with this, you have the fucking shot, then you got to fucking smash the lolly.
Mate, it smells sweet.
Oh, I'm a sweet tooth,
yeah,
mate.
I know, so yeah. Mate, I can see the sugar ants starting to come in here now.
I can't wait to get this down my throat.
Right, up your butt.
All right, cheers, buddy. Yum, yum. Here we go. That's sour.
That is sour as fuck.
I think I just licked a fucking lemon.
I know
lemon.
It's called sourpuss, but fuck, I didn't think it was going to be sour. I thought it was going to be sweeter.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not. It's certainly, it's got sweetness, but it's got that zing. You reckon it's a zing or sour? It's sour. It's sour.
It's like biting on a lemon.
It's like when you get to the bottom of those Coke bottle packets and then all the sugar down the bottom and you lick that.
You are a sugar. I fucking love it. You love your fucking lollies.
Yeah, I do. So
what are your favourite lollies?
Oh. Well, okay, so real chocolate out, because that's just a big one right up there. But you're talking lollies in a bag.
Like, in a lolly in a bag, like Allen's lollies.
Yeah. Or, mate, to be honest, lately, I'm a bit of a whore for the strawberry clouds. Weird, eh?
They're a new one.
My daughter's
got
me onto that.
Yeah, the old strawberry clouds.
Yeah, they got that little bit of a zing about them. But that's
I
just
do a sour lolly.
Yeah, you do
the sour worms. Yeah,
sour the yeah. And have you tried those new blackcurrant ones? The glow in the there's two.
Did you say glow in the dark?
Well, they probably don't glow in the dark. Maybe they do.
That's a disclaimer.
But
these lollies may not glow in the
old school lollies. You know the Allen's race cars. Yum. You know the teeth, those.
Yeah.
Yum.
Milk bottles.
Bananas. I'm a dirty little slut for a banana. As long as it's the lolly or the fruit, you know what I mean?
So we've got a thing at work. If you've got a banana and you're eating it in that crib shed, be prepared for some cunt to take a photo of it. Oh. You deep throating a fucking banana.
I tell you what, the first bite that
anything
I take
that looks like a cock.
Yeah, correct.
Mate, it's you, yeah. So we've got one of my roomies. We've got a photo of him fucking just taking a bite out of a crumb sausage. It was harmless. What he was doing, he was just eating a crumb sausage. But fucking nah,
feeling the pain because every time I crack a nani and I go for that first, it's like this.
I'm taking a photo of you.
This looks sus.
Yeah.
And you try and do it without looking sus.
Yeah. No, you can't.
But it just makes it even more sus.
Yeah, mate, you are just deep throating that thing.
So that's the lolly chat.
Mate, that's not bad. So
yeah. So are we going to do another before we move on?
We'll do one more tequila.
And then we do another bit of sourpuss. Get that fucking meow meow up, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to do a sourpuss first and then tequila because I don't want that taste.
Well, I'll tell you what's fucking, what's already up is the fucking sourpuss is already up. You better fucking run us another, you better run us another one of those.
Oh, listen to that.
Do you? Oh. Yeah, there we go. So,
is there nothing sweeter than opening a bottle of piss with your mates? And this happened to me on Thursday night. They brought around a bottle of proper 12 whiskey.
Oh,
and like popped it.
Yeah,
threw it.
Did they crush the lid first?
No, threw it.
Just threw it.
Yeah, in the street.
Yeah.
It's not coming back.
I watch the boys normally crush the lid, and then you go and then throw it.
Yeah. You've got to do it.
Yeah, because if you don't crush it, they can just someone go find the lid and put the fucking thing back on.
Ain't no one finding these lids. There you go, Steve.
So what brand of this is again, mate? Refresh my memory.
It's Espolon.
Espolonon.
Espolonon. It's got like a it's a skeleton riding a chicken.
The dirty old fucking bush chook.
Fucking monkey in there too, but yeah.
That's a dirty old bush chook.
Amongst it. I've got a mate that he loves his tequila and he's sort of pointing me towards this one.
Yeah. How, what is the better tequila? Is it the clear or is it the yellowy-ish one? It's just a refining process, isn't it? Like, we're probably going to have a tequila off one day now that you've opened it up. We're going to have a tequila off with a clear bottle and a more yellowish bottle and just have a bit of a see what the – because I can't tell you what the taste is.
Let us know,
is.
Mate. Like, I'm only going off what my mate told me. He said this is the good stuff. Patron, obviously, is really, really good.
Really good. It is the clear bottle stuff that we're on today. Well,
and, have the argument, the yellow, the white.
The beige, the cream.
Off. Yeah, the off-white. the paisley.
Right, here we go. Here's another shot to
here's
it.
Another
here we go, lads. It's going to hurt.
Steve looks like a lemon at the moment. That's actually good. I like it. It's very warming.
It just takes me back about 15 years ago for my last massive spew on it.
20.
And I said, I'll fucking never. No, don't do those noises. All right, it's reached the belly.
Right.
Once it hits the belly, it warms the belly up, doesn't
it? Mate, it's good. That's it's actually quite smooth. Actually, right. I'm going to compare this. So next week, we'll get the whatever's left in this bottle.
Probably
and we'll
nothing.
Get a Patron.
Yeah, I just have to convince my throat not to put the handbrake on and just fucking, make it.
Yeah.
And I just had to tell him, just. Right, we're on air. Don't fuck it up, Righto, we're going to do another round of sourpuss, the old cola. I love the fizzy. All right, get that into your brother.
That's like eating a whole bag of Alan's lollies all at once. Not for me.
That's good. I actually really enjoy it. That really proves that out of us, I reckon I'm the sweet tooth, obviously, and you're the savoury. You reckon that's right?
Oh, sweet and savoury.
Sweet and savoury?
The sweet and savoury podcast.
The double S's.
The double S's.
Stiffy sweetness. Oh, God.
It's only going to get worse from here, so hold on.
That is absolutely. No, that's good. I really love that. What's going on with your mic over there, bro?
Mate, it's wanting to go south all the time. It's like a compass.
Yeah, I don't think you've set it up too good.
You actually set it up. I walked in here and you'd set it up, so.
Oh, jeez.
Right. So it's all on you.
You've just flicked it, haven't you? That's good. So the world's going around. Right, so what's our what's next for you, mate? What's next? What's happening next week?
I actually have no plans. Nothing up and coming. I've got my mate's funeral, obviously, sort of still hanging in the clouds, so that's sort of, just nothingness.
Really, just work?
Just work, keep yourself busy, and move on. So,
didn't I see this week, which you haven't actually brought to life yet, because we have got a bit going on with shit going, but you sent me a little video of a certain car getting started.
I did, mate. Yeah, actually, that's probably the sunshine. The sunshine in my life would be I'm building a Datsun 1600 for my wife.
The Datto.
A Datto. Datto 1600. So yeah. This, mate, this thing has been a long-term project.
So long-term, how long?
So I've got receipts from 2011.
Mm. Geez, you've had a bit going on, eh?
Mate, it's... Yeah, so 2011 are the receipts from all the shit that I've brought.
Yep.
So the last 12 months, we've actually finally getting shit done.
Yeah, right.
So it's fired up this week.
It actually come to life. Jeez. The beast is awake.
So it's been at the Auto Aleki. So we've got all hell tech fucking shit through there. So... The Datsun 1600 normally comes out with a fucking 1600 motor, obviously. And we've put a SR20 in it.
Hello.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Tell me more.
Mate, a lot of shit going on. it's got a lot
and
of
this is in
going
a,
on.
And so how heavy is this little Datto?
Mate, I don't know how heavy a 1600 is.
It's pretty light, isn't it?
It's very light.
So power to weight ratio, yeah. It's going to be up.
It's going to be running about fucking 350, 400 horsepower.
Yeah, in a fucking tin can.
Yeah.
As in like, no disregards about the Dattos. Love them. My first car was a Datto.
What was it?
A Datsun Sunny. Yeah. Sedan. Yeah. Yep. You just lost your breath, didn't you?
Yep, I'm sorry.
Were you expecting me to say Datsun 180B?
I don't care, mate. All Datsuns are good. Datsuns, yeah, as American calls them.
So I had a Datsun Sunny, and it was I couldn't call it green, but it was a funny looking off green fucking color. It was gray. It was between gray, green, and purple, pink, blue. I fucking can't work it out, but it was old school color sedan. And that was my first car. It was a hand-me-down from the older bro. It was his first car.
That's actually a good topic. What was your first car?
And correct.
Would you run it now? Like,
yeah. So, like
what was your first car?
I'll tell you what. Mine was the Datto Sunny, and I'm going to tell you right now, I would never fucking run it again. I would run another Datto, yes, like what you're building. Fucking cool as fucking cucumber. Yeah. But no, the old Datsun Sunny is just like, you see the, back in the 80s, you'd see the old grannies fucking driving around with a fucking tissue box on the back parcel tray and the blinds in the back. Nana, that's not cool.
Oh, mate.
Nana.
Toyota Camrys now.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, they've still got the fucking tissue boxes there.
What is that?
What the fuck?
What's that mean? Is that like a Tinder come fuck me thing?
Obviously players.
Or is that old school, thing. Hey, knock on my door, follow me home, yeah. I've got the tissues.
It's like the old...
You come and bring the surprise to
when you're
daddy.
At the mining camp, you put the fucking Omo fucking packet out the fucking back and that's, yeah.
So you...
The old man's...
Are we calling that? Are we calling that the tissue box is come and have some
Has
fun?
Has to be. Has to be.
Has to be.
Has to
Because why else would you put a tissue box on the back parcel tray?
Like, no one else has it.
It's the invitation of Toyota. Follow me to the park. Yep. I'm going to follow this bus.
Yep.
And we're going to have some fun.
Actually, that's one of the other things I want to bring up too. It's what time do you get to work before it starts? So 7 o'clock is your kickoff time.
Well, 8 for me. So 8 o'clock's kickoff.
Yep. So 8 o'clock. We'll say 8 o'clock. So what time are you getting here?
I get here about quarter to eight.
So 15 minutes.
Yeah. But when I say that, that's the average. It depends on the day of the month, the day of the week. Some mornings I'm here at quarter past seven. So 45 minutes before opening hours.
Yep.
It does.
So where
it does
I'm working
depend.
Now is like I get up at like 5:30. And that gives me an hour before I have to be at work.
Yep.
I got a mate that lives in the house and he's leaving when I get up.
He's leaving.
And like my missus stayed there a couple of nights when we went to rodeo out in Laidley. Shout out to Laidley. He's leaving.
Leaving.
We'll call it leaving.
That's a word. He's, I just looked it up.
He's leaving.
I Googled the shit out.
And so the missus goes, oh, yeah. Is he doing another shift than you? I said, nah. He starts at the fucking same time.
So he's getting there an hour.
An hour early.
And why?
I fucking don't know. I thought he was going down to the fucking park and blowing blokes. Like, that's what I actually thought. I thought that's what he's doing. But it's fucking apparently not.
So. His overtime is actually before time.
Before time. But yeah, nah, look, I'll get to work a good 10, 15 minutes before. And, oh, fuck, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting to work fucking an hour and a half or an hour early ever.
No. No, I do get up at 4:45, but I've got other things going on. You know, go to the gym.
Yep.
Rah, rah, rah. Deal with kids and stuff like that. But yeah, getting here 15 minutes before I open up. Yep. But other times, if I'm crazy and other things going on, I can be here half hour before, but fuck, not an hour.
Mate, you see people walking to fucking work 2 minutes, 2 minutes to go. And that's acceptable.
Oh, then they sit at the front for 2 minutes on Facebook and just walk in at fucking 7:59 and 59 seconds, like on the dot.
On the dot. But that's when you get paid from, so.
Yeah, but that's, so what, for me.
What do you do actually? So fucking for me, reach out, fucking.
Yeah, what do you
let
do?
Let us know, like, are you an hour early? An hour and a half early?
In my books, it's 15 minutes. 15 to 10 minutes is, all right, that's when you get there. And that depends. Like, you might have a smoker room, you want to make a coffee, right? So you might even get there 20 minutes early. So you can go up, make a coffee, and you know, have a bit of a chit-chat with the office ladies and see what they've been getting up to or whatever. You know, you've always got to have a chit-chat there and get ready for your day because your day starts at, say, 8 o'clock. So, yeah, shout out. Give us a shout out and tell us how your day goes.
Yeah, I'm fucking 3 to 4 minutes.
What about when you knock off? Like, let's just say you knock off. Let's say you knock off at 5 o'clock. You're getting paid to 5. What are you doing?
I'm 4 o'clock.
You're already at the pub by 4. You're already fucking down out. Having a go at the bookies, at the fucking dish lickers, at the Gatton fucking TAB on fucking number 5 in race 6.
Yeah. So we get 15 minutes wash up time and walk out time. So there's a half an hour. So if we finish at 2:30, we're walking out at 2 o'clock.
Actually, yeah, to go wash up or so, just to fuck off.
Mate, I'm having a shower when I get home.
Mm, copy.
But yeah, like it's 15 minutes. So it's fucking, and the site's big, mate. Like it's fucking 10Ks to walk just around our site.
Copy.
So we're walking out of that. No one says anything. So, and we've been there for 18 months too. So it's sort of, we're going.
We're going.
And then Fridays is completely fucking different.
We got an early mark?
Yeah, it's called the job and knock.
Say that again.
A job and knock.
Okay.
You've not heard of that term?
Fuck, fill me in.
You've not heard of job
and
knock.
Don't fill me in as in fill me in, but fill me in.
I'll fill you in, so. A job and knock is they go, right here, fellas, if you can get this fucking job done at this time, it's fucking job and knock. So you get that done and you just it's fucking knock off.
It's knock off time.
Yeah, so fuck, mate. Shit is getting done.
Shit's getting done.
Shit's getting done.
It could be a 10-minute job or it could be a 6-hour job. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep. So, well, obviously they're for 8 hours.
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing you. But what if it rains?
Oh, look, if it rains, mate, and if it's over 5 mils, we'll fuck off. Yeah, it's 4 hours. So 4 hours, the union jobs, shout out to the CFMEU, fucking looking after us. So,
yeah, right.
Yep.
Copy.
But, mate, if it's job and knock, you do that job.
And is this a Friday only thing? Or does this apply to any day?
It's any day.
It is an any day.
So if someone walks up to you and goes,
so it's not just a special Friday job and knock.
No.
This can be any day.
Mate, if someone walks up to you and goes, fellas, look, fucking job and knock. that's it's like the nod, like it's job and knock. And just the nod.
But is this from a hierarchy, like as in a supervisor, or is this from like the apprentice?
Mate, it's for someone that wants to get the job done and doesn't give two fucks.
Let's job and knock this. So it's a bit of a morale booster in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, fucking mate, job and knock this cunt today.
So I walk up to you and go, Steve, look, fucking fix this motorbike. And that's it for the day. And you're getting paid for the whole day.
We're outski.
You're outski.
We're going to Big Liquor.
Mate, you aren't going to do that fucking job as quick as you can. And it's going to be done properly, like, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But it's fucking job and knock and the nod. Yeah. It's, yeah, you're out.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah. And a lot of those things are done with the nod and the...
Yeah, the little bit of wink and the fucking... And the bit of... Yeah.
I'm sure... Do you reckon that's passed through all different trades? Like, you got your chippies, you got your sparkies, you got your
Mate, well, where we come from, like, it's blockies. Obviously a construction industry, but you're obviously in a different industry again. So, it's... The construction industry is... If someone walks up to you and goes, job and knock, mate, fucking shit's getting done. It's getting done fucking safely, and it's getting done quick.
And then we're knocking off. Yeah, copy. Yeah,
so, that's the end of it, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yep.
So, and like you're saying, it's not just a Friday thing. It can be any day. What? So, on a Monday, fucking rock on up, just job and knock, done.
Yeah, well, Monday, if it's raining, it's different. Like, fucking, you can't work in the rain because we're made of sugar. Like, fuck off. No. And shout off, mate. It's to the fucking, to the unions that are actually making our lives better. Like, fucking, yeah, no one wants to work in the fucking pissing down rain. Yes, you don't want to work in the fucking... Absolute flogging down rain, but if it's a little bit wet and just go, no, you're not working in this.
Yeah, copy that. So that's good. So we're about to wrap this show up. It's been great, hasn't it, Barney? Like, this is our third episode, mate. So how do you feel? How do you think things are going?
Mate, I actually look forward to our catch-ups.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like fucking today when you said, because we were supposed to have a guest on today.
Oh, yes, we were supposed to have our first guest on today. And you know what? He might be on the fourth episode. So, yeah fuck you, but, yeah, you know, yeah. we'll get you on.
Get him on.
So, yeah, everything's going well, isn't it?
Mate,
so
it's good. It's actually good just catching up and having a beer.
Correct. And
having
a few shots.
Tequila. And a sourpuss.
We're going to have to get the video sorted out.
Yep.
For our viewers and our community that is obviously going to get around us eventually.
Yep.
Well, you know, by the time they hear this, I'm hoping our community is starting to evolve. So I'm looking forward to it. A few things in the background we've got to sort out, of course, before we get to that point. But like a name, we're going to have to start knuckling down with a name. Because we got like 10 in the bank, but what are we going to do about it? We're going to have to lock something in.
Can we actually just make the listeners fucking make a name? They'll obviously call it the Two Losers fucking podcast or something like that.
Well, that we could
use,
have...
Yous can fuck off. Yeah. You cunts.
Yeah, that would just make it too hard. We just got to deliver something to our crew. Definitely. Yep. We'll deliver
I actually
it.
Have no idea on the name. And we never actually made it for this. Like,
correct.
When we brought the gear and fucking turned up here and we said, oh, we'll give it a test. And we said, oh, that's a wrap.
We'll just fucking hit record and just start.
That'll do. That'll do. So.
Yeah, well, the No Name Podcast or, I don't know, Lads or something like lads. This is going. Lads.
Some of Lads would be good, isn't it?
Lads would be good.
Lads Lounge, Lads fucking, yeah.
Lads on the lounge, Lads on the bikes, Lads adventuring.
Mate, and that's one thing we've actually got to do is get on the bikes. As one thing I definitely need to do is get back on my bike.
Yes.
After Lisbon, mate.
So. Yep. Yeah, you've got... and that's the best thing for you and the boys, 100%, is to get back on that bike.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. No, are you going to do anything for Phil on the day with bikes, or is it just going to be a quiet... That hasn't been spoken about.
Yeah, it hasn't been spoken about. We've actually talked about it, so the wife... So we had like a 2-hour drive up to Sunshine Coast to go and see Phil's wife, Renee. And it was one of the things that she said, you boys will do a memorial ride for him, yeah?
Oh, yeah, every 12 months there's a memorial ride.
Yeah, so that sort of took a lot of heat off us. But, yeah, like thinking of families and stuff like that, like you sort of every ride, you never know, like fucking... Yeah, one minute you're there, one minute you're not.
Yeah.
Like sort of, you feel selfish, but you feel like, I'm not giving this up. Like that feeling on the bike is, you're not giving that up.
No way. So that's your freedom.
Yep.
That's a bit of you time.
Yeah, your freedom and, like, fuck, what do? Put yourself in the corner and fucking wrap yourself in cotton wool.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. Play ping pong, which I'm fucking no good at.
I'll tell you what, the ping pong table, I used to have one as a kid.
Beer pong is a different fucking story.
Yeah, that's where you get silly sideways, and I don't mind a bit of that. Yeah. But ping pong, I don't mind either.
Yeah.
Short doses, but have played a bit. It's good. Righto, well, we're going to wrap this up. We've nearly hit the hour mark, so I think next week we're probably going to bring you a guest, and I really hope things line up with our first guest on the online. So with that, I'm just going to venture out. So you got anything else to add, mate?
Not a fucking thing. Don't even have a joke.
Oh, fucking hell.
You'd have a joke.
I've got a joke. That fucking tequila and that fucking Esplanado is a fucking joke.
That's fucking good. We're going to have a couple more of those too.
Yeah, so all right.
We'll let you know how that goes.
Let's start cracking into a few of the fucking tequilas. And I'll tell you what, might even get into a bit of fucking sourpuss too. All right, lads and ladettes. Thanks for tuning in this week. This week's podcast is brought to you by CC. It's also brought to you by Kirk and Hock and fucking Lemon Drink. We've also got a bit of Malibu. I'll tell you what, if you're a sponsor, if you want to get us on board, fucking hook us up. Shout out to us. We're pretty cool dudes. And signing out. See you later. Woo!
See you. Bye.